This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Ted Poe, Republican from the Lone Star State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee and its Subcommittee on Immigration and Border Security. He's also an executive member of the Immigration Reform Caucus. He joins me now to talk about a new study from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which looks at the financial cost to American taxpayers to pay for the ongoing illegal immigration problem in this country. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us. Thank you.
It's good talking to you, Greg.
Well, the total number here, $113 billion annually for taxpayers to pick up this tab, and more than $84 billion of it is at the state and local level. You are obviously a representative in a state that is a border state to Mexico and is one of the states forking over the most money to pay for this. What do you make of these numbers?
Well, it shows the obvious that most Americans now realize that people that are in the country illegally continue to take from a system that they don't pay for, but American citizens pay for. $113 billion costing us to take care of illegals in this nation is an outrageous number. And as you mentioned, most of it, 80-something percent, is funded by local and state governments, mainly in the area of the education that illegals obtain here in the United States, public education.
Congressman, I know there are other components as well here, but in terms of the burden on states, especially at a time of difficult economics, according to this report, your state spends nearly $9 billion a year paying for services for illegals. How is that impacting your entire state and the residents within your state?
Texas and other border states spend a lot of money on taking care of illegals, their social services that they obtain, health care, education, some of the welfare costs. And it's hammering states like Texas. Generally, we have a pretty good economy, but this is an ever-growing burden of cost to the American taxpayer, and there is no end in sight to this. So it's only going to get worse because of the fact that the borders continue to be porous, that the United States government does not enforce border security, and that we give a wink and a nod to people that are here illegally in the United States. It's unfortunate, and it's not fair, and it's certainly not right that Americans have to pay for the especially education costs of foreign nationals that are here illegally. Most American citizens can't afford to send their own kids to school, and now they have to pay for the education of people here illegally.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Ted Poe, and Congressman, one of the arguments you'd get from those with a more lenient view on immigration reform say that, well, if you legalize all these folks, they'll be paying taxes, and then they'll be contributing to the system, and they won't be such a burden on society. What do you make of that argument, and what does the report show?
Well, the report shows that most of them, of course, do not pay their way in taxes. And those that do pay income tax, unfortunately, they get a refund back because they are so low on the income tax structure. And so they would not pay their way. They are the individuals who don't make enough money under our tax system that they would be required to pay income tax. And so they're not paying their way. Giving them amnesty will encourage more illegal conduct, more people in the same situation to come to the United States, where the United States is a magnet that will provide a free education, free health care, free social services, no cost to the immigrant, but all the costs funded by American citizens and legal immigrants. And this situation is just not morally right. Of course, it's illegal as well.
Congressman, talk a little bit more about the social services aspect. This report talks about the fact that if, in fact, these folks are legalized, they would have access to many more social services programs, even though they've got access to quite a few right now. What would that do to our bottom line and the type of spending that would be coming out of Washington and all the states?
It would increase the cost, and Social Security would be the main one. We already have problems with Social Security. To legalize 20 million people, that would automatically put them into the Social Security safety net. They would never pay into Social Security enough to get what they would get out of it. In other words, they would get more benefits than they would ever pay into the program. And that's just one of the many programs that they would have access to if they were granted amnesty immediately. So these are remarkable numbers. Costs of illegal immigration hits us in the pocketbook, and the statistics prove that. Illegals don't pay their own way. Besides the fact they're here illegally in the United States, they reap the benefits of America without contributing to the United States. And it's a situation that we're going to have to deal with, and I hope we deal with sooner than later, because of it'll cause the United States to be more of an economic problem, and our economy will continue to diminish in this recession, because we're funding people to be here, and that doesn't even count the money that they make that they send back home. The illegals in the United States especially, they don't spend their money here in the United States. They save it and send it back to countries south of the border, and over $20 billion a year heads out of this country to foreign nations by people that are working in the United States. So it's a tremendous economic drain on our country, besides the fact people here that are illegal in the United States, they're violating the law.
Congressman, how do you fix it? I'm sure part of it, of course, is stronger border security, so the problem doesn't continue to get bigger. But in terms of the existing structure where these folks are here illegally and they're getting all these services at taxpayer expense, where do you start? How do you fix it?
Well, I don't think that people that are in the United States illegally should receive social services. They should have to prove their legal residency in the United States, or they shouldn't obtain a free education to them and free medical care. That's a policy decision that the United States and the people of this country need to make. Just right here in the Houston area, fourth largest city in the country, our county hospital, over the last 4 years, births in our county hospital, 60% of the births occurred with mothers who were illegally in the United States. 30% were legally in the United States, but only 10% of the births in one of our county hospitals, 10%, came as a result of the mother being a U.S. citizen. So 70% of the births, excuse me, 90% is the births in one of our local hospitals coming from foreign nationals, 60% of those illegal. That cost is tremendous. And so people that are here illegally should not receive the benefits of American citizens.
Congressman, as you mentioned, a very eye-opening study. We'll see what steps Congress takes, either in the current Congress or the next, to address it. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's always good to talk to you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Texas Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He was a longtime judge and prosecutor before coming to Congress. He's now on the House Judiciary Committee and its Subcommittee on Immigration and Border Security. He's also an executive member of the Immigration Reform Caucus. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.